Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, don't you?
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Drawer Lever is our guest. He's our new friend. His website is Coronet, C-O-R-O.N-E-T. The company's name is Coronet. And it's a cybersecurity company, and he works with companies all over the world, but especially mostly in the United States, on how helping them get their hold, it, put their defenses up, put their firewalls up, their shields up against the bad guys, the cyber bad guys. Drawer, thanks again for being here. Do you have products, or do you just provide consulting? How do you serve your customers?
We actually provide no consulting. We're a product company. We have a product that is aimed specifically at the mid-market and the small business market.
Right.
That is, in essence, all the security that a small to mid-market business needs in one package. And it's very simple to use and very affordable. As a matter of fact, up to a certain number of users, it's completely free.
Really?
So we're all about protecting the little guys.
So I have Bitdefender. That's the one that I use. And they've done a pretty good job of me for the last 4 or 5 years. So is your system comparable to that? I know everybody's products is better than the others, but do you offer a different approach to security? Is it a higher level of security?
So from our perspective, what we're looking at is the entire chain. So we think of, first of all, most mid-market and small businesses have moved a lot of their operations to the cloud.
Right.
So they're using Salesforce, and they're using Office 365, and they're using, so all of these things are happening outside of their domain. A lot of these people are using their employees are using their own devices, also known as BYOD, and they're using networks all over the place. So their employees are traveling, so they're jumping on networks anywhere.
Right.
So what we're doing is we're ensuring that the device is safe, that the user is indeed the user, that the network that they're using is safe, and that
everything so you include in you cloud. Include Wi-Fi, you include roaming Wi-Fi security.
Absolutely. We include
that's a big
cloud
deal.
Security.
Hold on, Drawer.
Folks,
this is a big deal because typically you've had to add on a Wi-Fi security to your package. You'd have to – that was a separate purchase. We've talked to those guys on the show here before. So yours includes the sort of the internal and the orbit around the device – the Wi-Fi, so that's good to know. Drawer, let me ask you a question. I don't use other people's Wi-Fi. When I travel, I my laptops always come with a mobile modem, and so I connect up to my even when I'm in a hotel, I don't use their Wi-Fi. I go directly to my mobile network, and I do all my business on the road on my mobile network. What do you think about that practice as opposed to using other people's Wi-Fis?
So that's definitely reducing your risk significantly. Not to say that there are not attacks on the mobile networks as well, but those are a lot more rare and a lot more expensive to execute. So going back to my statement before that, the criminal enterprise is a business. So more expensive requires higher results for them as well. So from our perspective, going completely mobile really decreases your attack surfaces, as we call it, or your risk level. It doesn't completely remove it. However, you are definitely in the minority. So
yeah, I believe most people don't pay that much attention to it, and they don't buy a computer with a modem and take it costs another $100 and or something like that. I just want to be self-contained. One of the things I want to get to before we let you go, Dror, and that is the research that you've done on airports.
Yeah,
folks, can they get this research on your website?
Yes, of course. It's okay. Free. It's on our website.
Coro.net. Coro.net. He's got a list of the 10 most and least vulnerable airports. So, in other words, if you go to San Diego Airport, and you get on their Wi-Fi, you're more likely to be hacked there than any other airport. John Wayne in Orange County, same way. Hobby in Houston, Dallas, et cetera, et cetera. These are different places that they found that are the least safe for you to use their Wi-Fi. I just don't like hopping on other people's Wi-Fi. You never know who's hanging out there. I think it's a bad practice.
It is, but it's convenient. So, yeah. And I always, whenever I speak publicly, I always say that security, there's always a balance between security and convenience.
Right.
And most people choose convenience. Right.
So, folks, go to Coro.
They need to get stuff done.
Go to Coro.net and check out their offerings there. And they even have a free one there. Maybe you qualify for the free one. Hey, Dror, good job today. Will you come back and keep us posted on how things are going?
I would be delighted.
We've enjoyed having you on the show. Dror Lever, ladies and gentlemen. And that's Coro, Coro.net. Check that out. Might help you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.